The storm lasted less than a half an hour in Eau Claire, but the damage was impressive. Many roads near the Shawtown neighborhood were still blocked by large trees this morning as city and private crews scrambled to clear them. Wisconsin Emergency Management spokesman Todd Pritchard says Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls seem to have got the worst of it, but there was damage further south and a possible tornado touchdown near Wausau. There were no deaths or injuries reported, but Pritchard says the storm could have been much worse.
The way the storm system was really kind of shaping up, it could have had the potential for being even more destructive than it was. But fortunately, some of the instability in the atmosphere didn't happen, and it was tougher for tornadoes to form and to come down out of the clouds.
Xcel Energy spokesman Brian Elwood says the powerful straight-line winds knocked out power to nearly 6,000 people.
We saw many, many downed large growth old trees in parts of Eau Claire, which in turn broke several power poles in the area. We have reports of upwards of 16 power poles that were damaged or broken.
Elwood says Xcel was watching the storm track and mobilized power crews for the cleanup.
We have crews working today in Eau Claire from St. Paul, from La Crosse, from Hudson. So we've devoted a lot of resources to it. We got a lot of crews out in the field working.
As of 1:30, Xcel Energy reported that about 75% of affected customers have had their power restored. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.